For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
You see, we can go on for hours and hours and hours and hours. That's right.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
This guy.
You think about the most iconic moments in pro wrestling, whether it's a match, whether it's a promo, whether it's a backstage segment, whether it's a return, and I've got to say, we have witnessed one of the greatest wrestling moments of all time.
AJ Styles promo on Raw?
Very close.
Very good.
It wasn't on Monday Night Raw.
Oh.
It was a video uploaded to our Facebook, to Instagram, and Twitter, and it was by Joe Pisano.
Was it Joey the Pison?
It was Joey the Pison.
Chairman of the board and Joey the Pison. Boom.
If Rat you pop. Have not watched this video,
please retweet it.
Please retweet it, resend it, send it to everyone, hashtag it, do whatever you have to do. I texted Joe this morning after I watched it. I was like, Joe, will you please speak at my funeral because I am now deceased?
I can't wait
so hard.
I can't wait for Cody Rhodes to see and be like, is this the same motherfucker that
You've already got a storyline.
They're in a meeting. They're like, yeah, a new one just came in. Like, this guy's got a lot of energy, pretty good. And Cody's like,
fuck that guy.
Yeah, but
wait,
I think he's winning.
Second.
He's getting popular. Fuck that guy. Okay, Cody.
Hey, Sean, you hate Cody. I hate Cody.
Perfect.
Right. This works out great.
We should do a follow-up. Why not? We'll just do one every week until they fucking pick it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, Andrew, the funniest part is Andrew convinced my son to take the hits and the splash.
Yeah, that was
so he
great.
Can record.
Well, I had to film it.
Yeah,
My expert filming ability with an iPhone.
Yeah, that one arm that's like super strong and steady.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So strong.
Yeah.
So strong.
So strong.
That right forearm or left. For
left. I'm a lefty.
Left for Andrew. Yeah.
Stranger in the tub.
Left-handed, Eric. I'm left-handed, Eric.
I'm ambidextrous.
Oh, God. All right. So before we get to Raw.
Sometimes I want to feel like it's a new woman, and I use my other hand.
And a different shade of lipstick.
You ever sit on your hand and wait till it's numb?
Yeah, I tried that. It doesn't work.
Because you're like, you're like, I sat on it too long.
Yeah, you're basically doing this to your penis. Ah, this isn't working.
You're just kind of slapping it.
Thought this would be better. Everyone said it was better.
Like, what's everyone talking about?
I probably should just go with a woman. Jeez.
You wake up, your hand's broken. You're like, no! What have I done?
And you're just like, well, I guess I'll try it. It's broken. Can't feel a thing.
Anyways, we have to thank 6 new people who signed up on Patreon.
Yes.
So we want to thank JJ, not the jet plane.
Oh, not the jet plane. Okay. Oh.
Which that's like a kid's show. It's like a cartoon.
I think so.
Okay. Damian Sanders, right. Parker Hamlet, Harry Penis.
No, it's Harry Ness, and his middle name is P.
Is
Can
that
you not read?
Oh, okay. Sorry. And then Angelo G. Boniello the third.
I get it.
Bonillo.
Yep.
You get that? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bonillo?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then Philip McCrevis.
Oh.
Good job, Patreons. You guys are, I mean, there's no other reason. Like, Andrew started it as, if you're a Patreon, we'll read your name. Yeah. So you can hear your name. But people are like, ah, fuck my name.
They can't pronounce it anyway.
Philip, right? They'll screw it up anyway. Philip my crevice.
Hairy penis.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yes, very much. So thank you to those people. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling to sign up. You know, we did the Elimination Chamber recap.
Yep. Yeah.
We did all that stuff. You know, that's where the WrestleMania recap will be, obviously. Yeah. So, and all the brackets. We're doing another bracket later this week.
Bracket.
It's basically just doing the New Day's best TV show of all time bracket.
Yeah.
I think we're going to take a few shows out of
I think we are.
And put some other ones in. Mix I still think the best shows are on there. Like, you know, the winners are already on the bracket.
For sure.
You know?
We got to be careful here. When we talk about wrestling and like, you know, we're doing the hottest of all time bracket and Stacey Keibler is probably going to win because Joe and Andrew are in the room or whatever, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is going to be tough because TV shows that we've lived in our lives.
Yes.
Very personal.
Oh, yeah.
When you tell me you hate something, it's personal with TV shows. Wrestling, nah, it's all relative. But like, don't tell me that SNL is going out in the first round. Don't do it because we'll riot.
Did you watch last week's episode with Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Did you watch the week before that?
Yes.
With John Mulaney?
It was
that
great.
That one was good.
It was really good.
The Daniel Craig one was so fucking bad.
He's not a funny guy.
Well, it's not his fault, I don't think. It's just the segments were shit.
If he can't deliver it either.
The segments were shit. It was
following the John Mulaney one that was like actually funny.
Right.
Most of it, it's hard. It was like right, a tough
we're not doing the bracket yet.
Tough if you've been waiting for someone to storm out of a bracket.
Anyway, I have SNL.
This is the episode. This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm predicting 3 storm outs.
All right.
All from you.
All
you're
going to
leave, no. Come back, leave, we're, come back.
Where do you know of one I'm storming out on? So.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can get Andrew to storm out.
We'll see. It's there, you know, it's. I think it happened once.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Almost, why don't we like put on Attitude Era Raw on there?
No, because you have to put Raw. You have to take the show.
I said Attitude Era.
You can't just be like,
take it in its
SNL,
entirety.
Only the good episodes.
Fine, right. I'll do Raw is War.
Right.
Not
you can't
Monday
do The
Raw.
Office minus seasons 8 and 9.
Oh, man. You should, though. You really should.
All right, look. Enough. We're not doing the bracket now.
Anyway, that's
turn
our
that
show.
Bracket over.
Five-star
so,
review.
So we're not tempted.
Turn that bracket over so we're not thinking about brackets.
I have trivia on the other side.
Oh, that on top
okay.
Of it.
All right. Yeah. Oh, did we go through the checklist? No. Yeah. Oh. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
we're not recording.
Pizza?
No, we are.
Okay.
The one time I don't look at it, and last time we got about 30 seconds in, and we realized we weren't recording.
Yeah. All right, we have one more announcement.
Oh. Hmm.
So there's this new app out there called Hot Mic, and basically it's like a watch along thing like that we could do.
Uh-huh.
So basically what we're going to do, since we don't do the SmackDown podcast really anymore, we're going to be on Hot Mic this Friday. Mm-hmm. Download the app, just type in Hot Mic on your smartphone.
Yes.
And Friday night when SmackDown comes on, we'll be on there and we'll be doing live commentary. While SmackDown is on the air, so you no longer have to listen to Michael Cole.
Yeah,
you get to listen. You'll be able to see us just like this is right here, except it'll be the green screen.
And how do they find us if there's more than one person doing SmackDown?
You pull up the app, you have to sign up, and then you click SmackDown. You'll see it there.
You'll see it there.
It's very simple.
And also, guys, if you're loyal fans of ours, and you know, if you can just download the app and sign in,
mm-hmm.
even if you just do that, it helps us.
Yeah,
yeah.
As far as compensation and seeing if this will be something we could do in the future.
Right. Right.
So if you're people like, you know, I don't have time to watch the whole show right now, just download the app. Click on our link, and that would be super helpful. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch SmackDown with us.
A lot of people have asked this over the years.
Right.
Have you thought about doing like a live cast, you know, live watch, something mm-hmm. like that?
Or just watch one, and then for a show, just do the audio of us watching it. But this is better.
Right.
Because it's in the moment.
Yes.
It's while you're watching it, you hear us comment on it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you could put in comments as well that we could read live or answer any questions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it might be the only time we do it. So you better tune in.
Yeah, we'll see.
Might be one and done.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Check it out. Hot Mic this Friday.
Boom.
All right, so
Raw. Wait. There's one more order of
business. Yeah, we got to get to Raw.
Nope.
Raw.
It's 9:30. Can we get to Raw?
Yeah, can we please?
Oh, my gosh.
Nope.
So much work in the morning.
I believe you
said.
You
need another water? I have.
Nope.
You have. Your water's
full. A little
bit
further down the table.
This is the mixer. They can't see it, though, Eric.
Right past that.
He better not be talking about what I think he's talking about, because that is its own Patreon episode.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, we do.
No, we don't.
Oh, we do.
All right, so Ross starts with Becky Lynch.
This guy.
Never mind. All right, here you go. You fucking won the title. Good job.
Right, I will be strolling into WrestleMania with this bad boy. I'm going to bring
it. How often Brock Lesnar.
You're
Brock Lesnar.
How often is the champ goes into Mania and then he drops it? Goldberg, no. Dropping it. Lesnar, dropping it.
Miz.
That's a tag title.
The one guy.
Yeah.
No, I mean when he...
Right. Well, yeah, but he had The Rock help him.
Right.
Triple H.
You have no help.
But for the most part, you go into Mania and you drop the main title, which is what you're going to do.
Oh, you're really? Going to drop the main NXT title. You're going to drop the main title.
No.
And I'm going to be the two-time champ again.
I'm going to get extra prints on my face and just put them over you guys.
And I'll tell you
You'll
this.
You'll be one of, in all Eric.
After seeing my promo for hashtag search for Spears, some fans suggested that we do promos. Like if you have a title, you do a promo for that next pay-per-view.
Okay.
What
I think we do anyway, right?
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah. But now we might have to add some production to it.
Maybe that might be fun.
Yeah,
we do have a green screen.
Why not? Yeah.
Anyway, Becky Lynch. Something about Becky Lynch.
Yeah. So Ross starts with Becky Lynch. Yeah. Put the title down, you fucking schmuck.
Oh, wow.
Becky Lynch comes out. We watch highlights of Shayna putting everyone to sleep at Elimination Chamber, and I don't mean the superstars. I mean the crowd.
Yeah.
Shayna put the crowd to sleep. She put us to sleep.
It's amazing.
Then we have a post-match interview where Shayna says, this was after the Elimination Chamber. I guess it was on WWE.com or YouTube, and they played it on Raw. Shayna's being interviewed. It's just the interviewer and Shayna, and Shayna looks in the camera and says, Becky, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But Becky's not there.
No.
The fuck?
Maybe Becky was filming.
Yeah. Becky had the camera.
Yeah.
And by the way, Becky was looking right at the screen.
Yeah.
She wasn't like looking down where you're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Is this some Bray Wyatt magic? No, she was looking right up there.
And it was a promo from the night before.
Right.
Yeah.
So Shayna says, at WrestleMania, I'm taking the Raw Women's Championship and there ain't a damn thing you could do about it.
Ooh.
Bitch.
Oh.
And then, of course, everyone freaks out because they said bitch, even though they say bitch all the time now.
I said bitch.
So Becky says, I may be a bitch, but I'm the bitch who runs this division. Becky addresses Shayna and says, you're the biggest threat to come my way since I pried this from your little friend Ronda Rousey's broken hand last year.
Pim, 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 pim.
You're underestimating me, and I'm going to smash your face in for it.
Okay.
So
she's no longer, now that she's on like the main roster officially, she's no longer the submission magician.
No.
She's the cage fighter.
She's the cage fighter.
That's her nickname.
Which, that's what Ronda Rousey was.
Yes.
A much better cage fighter was Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
She didn't have the UFC fucking championship.
No.
No.
Ever.
Ever.
I don't even remember her competing.
Ever.
Ever.
She wasn't like a huge... Yeah, they're definitely, like, you know, overstating how good of a cage fighter Shayna Baszler was.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
First match, we got Rey Mysterio versus Angel Garza with Zelina Vega ringside. She's sticking with him. No Andrade.
Mm.
What?
But still be
Andrade's the U.S. champ, but she's hanging out with Angel Garza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rey hits the 619, almost botches off the top rope, but he still manages to splash onto Garza for
just
the win.
Manages. Yeah.
Wasn't a frog splash, but he did it, and Mysterio got the win there. It was a good match, but, you know.
Where are they going with all this? The Fatal 4-Way for the U.S.?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, right? Was Korea winning?
Yeah. Nope, probably not.
Yeah, probably.
You know, you're going to lose another fucking pay-per-view scorecard. You put that again.
Yeah.
He's got to win. I've never been more convinced. Really? Hold on, then who wins?
What
then
about Andrade? Him? You see a star when you see Humberto Carrillo? You see a star?
Do you see a star when you see Roman Reigns? They do this all the time. They push the wrong person. Are you kidding me? You know, we do a podcast that talks about how bad they make decisions.
There's a big difference between Roman Reigns and Humberto Carrillo.
It's the U.S. title.
Roman Reigns.
Anybody has it. Anybody can have it. You can have it.
I think I have had it.
Right.
Probably
did. I'm doubling down.
Okay.
Going for
That's
it.
$2 then.
All right.
All right.
It's true.
Earlier today, we see Kevin Owens arrive to the arena, but he was attacked and laid out by Rollins' disciples.
Yeah.
I like how he threw his suitcase at them.
Yeah. Sure. Did nothing.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of refs and agents come up. It was funny seeing Jamie Noble there since he used to be with Seth.
Right.
J&J Security.
It's like, you used to be so cool, Seth.
So underrated.
Hey, buddy. Hey. All right. No.
J&J Security was so great. Yeah. Oh, so great. Anyways, next up, we have a promo for Stone Cold on Raw next week. And then, you know, it's like, why is he coming? I get it. I get it. It's 316. But, like, why does he care? And then a giant can of Broken Skull IPA appears on the screen. Like, there, it takes it up the entire screen.
Yeah.
And there it's like, Stone Cold next week on Raw. How many stunners next week?
Zero.
Zero? Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many I Love You promos?
Three.
Three. That's great. Yeah. All right.
Do you want me to try to find that beer to drink next week on the podcast?
No. I don't care. I don't like IPAs.
Okay.
I know. Oh, it's Stone Cold. It might be good.
I heard it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
David, you tried it?
I tried it. I didn't care for it too much.
Yeah.
And you like IPAs.
I like IPAs.
Wow.
Yikes. Mm. Was it too IPA-ish?
Yeah. Like, certain IPAs kind of taste like a pine cone dipped in NyQuil.
That's what his tastes like?
God. Kind of, yeah.
I don't talk about my beer.
Right. I still like your idea about beer, though. So should I bring beer?
Yes.
Haterade?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring some beer. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have a Charlotte Flair in-ring promo. She sarcastically calls Rhea Ripley the next big thing, which is funny since the Lesnar episode just came out on the network.
Yeah.
Have you caught up? Have you watched all of them?
No, I've watched up to the Evolution episode. I saw that one.
So there's the next one's Lesnar, and then the next one after that is about the brand split. And then it's taking a break. It's coming back. I think they said summertime it's coming back with more episodes.
Why would I take a break? That's stupid.
Yeah. So, because you get the network for longer.
No, because they know they can't compete with Dark Side of the Ring. Even if they're on the network.
That's a good point. Oh, God, can't wait.
So Charlotte says Rhea will be humbled by the Queen at WrestleMania. Ripley comes out. She does her foot stomp entrance, and she has pyro.
Wow.
For the first time.
The only NXT star with pyro.
Winner.
Mm-hmm. Again, when she was doing the foot stomp in NXT, it's like, yeah, that looks so much better with pyro. And then she did it, pyro, and it was cool.
It looks better than Roman Reigns fisting the ground.
I'm so back and forth on that title at WrestleMania right now.
Yeah.
Right.
I was for sure like Charlotte. Now I'm leaning Ripley retains, I think.
Yeah.
That's going
to
be.
It's all to promote NXT.
It is.
Charlotte says, Raw's my kingdom, so you're excused. Get out of here. Rhea punches Charlotte once, knocking her on her ass, and then Rhea leaves as Charlotte laughs in shock. Well, that was lame.
Right.
Mm. One punch. Bye.
Big Show style.
You have the cool entrance. You come out. Well, you look awesome.
She wasn't even really bothered by it. She was like,
Yeah, it was super lame. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ripley, do something to her. Fuck.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Bobby Lashley versus Zack Ryder. Why is this happening? Yeah. We have Kurt Hawkins ringside, but no Lana because she's filming a movie that stars Bruce Willis, and it's an alien invasion plot.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be good.
I mean,
it got to be good.
How old is Bruce Willis now? Come on.
In the meantime, 70? Zack Ryder's on two shows in a row. Best week ever.
right.
Yeah, and you know what? Lashley wins in 60 seconds.
No, best week ever.
Thanks for playing, Zach.
Hashtag still blessed. Hashtag still here. Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag why won't Cody call me?
Hashtag pay-per-view bonus makes me buy more toys.
Right.
He wasn't on the pay-per-view.
We'll probably see him.
All right, pre-show.
Dude,
the chance of us seeing him at Universal on Monday are like 90%.
Right.
90%.
Right.
Hey, Zach, don't you have to be at Raw in a couple hours?
No, bro. No. Post-Mania show.
Are you serious, bro?
Doesn't everyone show up after Raw, like just in case?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, right, man.
Oh, yeah, just check Twitter. Oh, if you
I was going to go because Chelsea was asked to be there just in case, but decided to come to Universal and cry myself to sleep instead.
Yeah. Zach was like, you know, Lashley might have beaten me on TV, but I beat him with my action figures.
Yeah.
I win.
He's like, the gift shop's having a toy sale, bro. You think I'd miss that?
Right.
March has arrived, and we are only weeks away from the big tournament. Yes, that tournament. Make sure you head to betonline.ag and open an account today to get in on their $100,000 Bracket Madness contest starting March 15th. That's right. I said $100,000 starting March 15th. You don't need to be a hardcore fan to get in on the action. And with multiple entries available, it's the best chance to cash in. And remember, the NBA and XFL are still going strong. So whatever your passion is, betonline.ag is the place to be for all your betting needs. So visit our good friends and exclusive partner, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code CLNS50 for your 50% sign-up bonus. Again, that is promo code CLNS50 for a 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. So backstage, Aleister Black's just sitting there when someone knocks on his door. And it's Seth Rollins and the Murph.
Oh.
Seth wants Aleister to join him, but Aleister declines. Seth says, "You're either with me or against me." And Aleister says, "That sounds like fighting words, and I accept." So it's a match for later in the show.
Okay.
Made in hell.
Next up, we have Eric Rowan versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Why?
It's like, well, Aleister's beaten Rowan. Of course McIntyre's going to beat him.
Yeah.
McIntyre beats up Rowan outside the ring. Then McIntyre sees the cage, places it on the floor, grabs the steel steps, and then crushes the fake spider.
Yes. They couldn't have put like some blood caps or something in there?
Yeah.
Right. Some green mist
red caps.
No, because everyone knows it's a fake spider.
True.
I think that's even part of the thing now. It's
right.
Like, oh, it's a fake spider.
And then that's it.
Yeah, he just killed his gimmick.
That's all.
He just yes. killed it.
6 months of buildup.
Yes.
To reveal it. Like, yeah. He put his hand through it, basically just did this. I think his hand was, like, in the thing.
Right, it was a puppet.
To, like, what, a week or two later, Drew McIntyre kills it.
Yeah.
Great job, WWE. Way to sell it off. Way to really pay it off in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. McIntyre wins with the Claymore, obviously. All right, next up we have the Kabuki Warriors versus Liv Morgan and Natalya.
Why?
Why are Liv and Natalya tagging together?
Why?
The previous night they were against each other at the chamber.
That's a good point.
In fact, did you hear when Natalya said, "Hey, Liv, this is going to be you," and then Liv went, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Because she thought she was pointing. She thought Natalya was pointing to herself.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. She's like, "This is going to be you." She's like, "Oh, fuck."
Liv actually said that. We didn't realize it at the time watching it, but someone posted it on Twitter and was like, "Oh, that's awesome." Mm. But Asuka and Kairi cut a promo before the match. Take a listen.
Kabuki Warrior.
Who are you?
What
is happening?
Asuka de Skyri de.
What is happening?
And like this went on for like 30 more seconds.
Yeah.
What is happening? Why do they think we want to hear this?
Right.
What is that? Remember when Asuka used to be Asuka?
Yeah.
In NXT.
So good.
I mean, Shayna beat her in the chamber in, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time versus the newest greatest of all time, and she beats her in 3 minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So, why couldn't they have had that ended early? They could have had, like, a 15-minute match, just the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Can you imagine if they'd let them do an elimination chamber at a takeover?
I know. That'd be so
oh,
awesome.
Oh, God. They could never. Because then, right? Then they could never do it on WWE again.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ruby Riott comes out to watch. A few minutes later, Sarah Logan comes out to watch.
That's hot.
And I was like, oh, you know, like they're both standing there. Like, is this a Riott Squad, you know, reunion? They're going to get back together because you might as well because you're doing nothing with
nothing.
These three women.
Yeah.
But then Ruby and Sarah look at each other and start fighting.
Mm.
And then Liv dives onto them off the top rope.
Right.
Natalya reaches for a tag, but Liv's not there. Natty does get Kairi in the sharpshooter, but she doesn't know that Kairi isn't legal.
That's not nice.
Yeah. And then Asuka kicks Natty in the face for the win.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess...
Look how great the Kabuki Warriors are against Liv Morgan and Natalya. Two people have never tagged together. Yeah. And never will. Suck. Never will again.
So dumb.
Kind of suck. Yeah.
So I guess Liv Morgan versus Sarah Logan versus Ruby Riott at WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania?
No. That, no, no.
Pre-show.
No, that's not happening.
No, at Access.
They're part of the final... They're part of the final... Four of the uterus battle royal.
No, they'll just be in the battle royal. That's it. Yeah,
and face off for a minute.
Yeah,
maybe less.
It'll come down to those three, and Liv will win.
No, Ruby will win. That's funny, Eric. Yeah. All right, next up we have AJ.
Who
Styles.
Won last year?
I don't. Naomi?
No, who? Carmella.
Carmella.
Oh, Naomi God. Won the year before
He's
that.
Right? Why couldn't Liz win? Because you know why? Who gives a shit?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, but then you get buried when you win.
Well, I mean.
Even better.
Or you become R-Truth, like, you know, fucking mistress. I don't know.
Better than what she's doing.
Yeah,
dance,
all right.
Dance buddy.
So next up, we have an AJ Styles in-ring promo with the Good Brothers behind him. Styles says, you know, 3 years ago, I saw The Undertaker lose to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
And after the match, The Undertaker folded his jacket, took off his gloves and his hat, and laid them nice and neat. Right in the middle of the ring. I watched him walk up the aisle, and halfway up, he threw his fist up as if he were riding off into the sunset. Truthfully, I think that he probably should have done that when Brock Lesnar ended his streak, but whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, it was a beautiful, powerful moment, and The Undertaker ruined it. He ruined it when he came back to the WWE. What was it, Taker? Was it your ego? Well, what was it, the spotlight? Whatever it is, it's going to cost you because I want you at WrestleMania.
Well, right. You know what it was.
What was it?
Saudi money.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. No, sure. So far, really good promo, right? Really good promo, yeah. Hype in the match.
Right.
So far, so good. Well, here's where they ruin it.
10 years ago, I maybe have been a little bit hesitant about calling The Undertaker out. But the truth is, I don't see this mythical monster anymore. I don't see this phenom anymore. What I do see is a broken down old man named Mark Calloway.
Oh, you stupid sons of bitches.
Why?
You stupid, dumb motherfuckers. Why? So he's not The Undertaker. The Undertaker is not a real thing.
Nope.
He's just Mark Calloway.
He is.
Remember on Breaking Bad when, you know, Jesse told Walter White, like, you're not really this, you know, meth king. You're just Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
No, you
don't.
Oh, no.
Because it didn't happen.
That's right.
And that's why you're not on the bracket for the New Day, WWE Raw.
Yeah.
You fucks.
God, it's just breaking kayfabe at all costs.
That's right. Just so dumb.
That does not make me want to see this match.
Undertaker's winning for sure.
Of course.
Yeah. For sure.
There was never a question.
If you're going to say that he's old and broken down and Mark Calloway,
yeah.
First of all, he might come out as Mark Calloway now.
Or worse. Big Red. Or worse.
Biker Taker.
Biker Taker.
Yeah.
American Badass.
Keep rolling. Old. Rolling.
Hip replacement.
Yeah.
Right.
So this keeps this gets worse and worse because then AJ's like, oh, I don't know if you know this, but Undertaker's married to Michelle McCool. It's like, yeah, everyone knows that.
Yes.
And, you know, that's why Undertaker keeps coming back. She gets what she wants. She's the most conniving person I've ever met.
Oh, man.
Undertaker, your wife is going to run you into the ground and I'm going to help her. I'm going to make sure you die in that ring at WrestleMania. I'm going to take The Undertaker's soul at WrestleMania.
And become The Undertaker.
Become The Undertaker. He says, what do you have to lose, Undertaker? You've already lost your dignity. True.
Yeah.
Your pride.
Yep.
True.
Yeah. Yes.
Your mystique.
Yeah.
Yes. Gone.
You're just a broken down old man. This is too real.
It is.
Yep.
These people don't care about you, so fight me at WrestleMania and I'll put the final nail in your coffin.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you know, there's a good line.
Sure. Foreshadowing.
Right. And
coffin match?
No.
Casket
no.
match?
Coffin. No, 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 no. Good board.
Maybe it's a buried alive so that Undertaker can lose. And he just buries them and he never comes back.
They he always does, though.
They do the Hall of Fame speech. He's not there. Like, no, he got buried.
Taker's lost every buried alive match he's ever been in.
All of them.
Yeah.
So next week, they're going to have a contract signing. I guess that's where AJ will get one over on Taker.
Or instead of a buried alive, they have that pirate ship there. They could do a walk the plank match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Throw yeah. your opponent off the plank.
But if they fall, they die.
Yeah, because they fall into shark waters. Shark infested waters.
I mean, I can't wait to see Mark Calloway versus Aaron Jones at WrestleMania.
It's going to be Alan Jones.
Oh, Alan Jones. Right. Yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, boy.
All right. Next up, Charlie Caruso interviews Randy Orton somewhere in the bowels of the arena. Orton's like Mankind now.
Yeah.
He's like hanging out in the creepiest section of the arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, he RKO'd a woman the week prior, right?
He did.
A big buff woman, Beth Phoenix, has big muscles. Well, now a small woman, Charlie Caruso, is interviewing him, and she's not even afraid. She's like, hey, Orton, you RKO'd a woman last week. Hi! No, no, you don't do this. The guy fucking hits women. He beats up women. Oh, yeah, send our tiny woman to go talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this the first woman he's ever beat up?
No,
no, no,
it's not even close.
He's got a long history.
Mae Young, Stephanie McMahon,
oh man,
Stacy Keibler.
So many.
Yeah. So she tells Orton Edge is on his way to the arena. We've already said this 20 times. So I was hoping you would share your thoughts. And Orton just stands there, doesn't say anything.
Mm.
And then she walks away.
Powerful.
Great job. Great job, Charlie. Next up, we have Riddick Moss versus Cedric Alexander for the 24/7 title.
God.
In a regular match.
Yes.
Another regular match. Another.
Moss wins in 3 minutes with his neck breaker finisher. They're trying to legitimize this joke of a title.
They are. Right. And they're letting Riddick Moss do this.
After they've made it a joke for a year. Now they want to legitimize it.
In like under 5 minutes.
But no one goes to try to, you know, no one tries to take it from him. It's not the 24/7 title anymore. It's the TV title.
Or everyone just gave up, maybe.
Just rename it the TV title.
Right.
And be like, this will be defended every show.
Right.
Because it is.
Yeah.
But it's not the 24/7 title anymore because he's not defending it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Except in the ring. That's not the point of the title.
Just say that. Just every week, this is a title that's defended.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Next up, we have MVP in the ring.
Top right.
Just why? Why?
Lashley. No, 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 no.
Thank you.
We don't need this for Edge. This is unnecessary.
For Edge! You're taking an amazing thing we got back, and you're dumping shit on it.
Why enough, do that? Heyman.
Why
enough.
Do that?
And he's like a Heyman. He's a Heyman's boy, I guess. So MVP says he wants to build a stable, and he wants to start with Edge. Yeah, good luck, buddy.
Bottom right.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Then we see Edge arrive to the arena, and MVP is like, "Oh yeah, there he is. He's gonna come join my stable." It's like you're a fucking idiot. So Edge comes out to the ring, grabs the mic from MVP, and says, Randy, I need you to grow a set and come out here right now. Obviously, he's pissed. MVP tells Edge, you're focusing on the wrong things. Speaking of which, how's your wife?
Ooh.
And then Edge spears MVP. But then Orton comes from under the ring to attack Edge. So I guess that Charlie Caruso interview was pre-taped.
It was under the ring?
It was.
That's right. I forgot. We saw Caruso crawl into the ring before that segment.
Did you see that Doink? Excuse me. The Doink the Clown versus Doink the Clown little documentary thing where the guy still like the guy who played the alternate Doink that 1 year at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He said he was under the ring for 5 hours until his segment where he has to come out.
Jesus.
Because they had no other way to figure out how to get this guy to the ring in full clown makeup.
Yeah.
And then after the match, he went under the ring. And he stayed there for another 3 hours. That's what he says.
Oh, because it was in the middle of the show.
He said they had a TV monitor so you can watch the show. Yeah. They had food. They had a chair. I'm not sure how the
chair works. That's what Hornswoggle talked about all this because he used to be under the ring all the time.
All the time.
And he's like, yeah, I'd been under there for hours. You'd have things to piss in, a TV to know when to come out. And
he's like, well, I wasn't even on the show. They'd like, stick me under the ring.
He also had like a headset so he could talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Orton attacks Edge. Edge pushes Orton off and gives Randy an RKO.
Out of nowhere?
Weird-looking RKO.
That was a rated RKO.
Yeah. Edge then leaves the ring to get two chairs. But when he gets back in the ring, Orton rolls out. MVP attacks Edge while Randy escapes to the stage. And Edge chokes out MVP while staring at Orton, looking like a psychopath.
Yeah.
And then Edge says, you know what? Fuck it. I got these two chairs. And he gives MVP the concerto.
Yeah, poor MVP.
Like, I hate MVP, but did he deserve that?
All right, no. So now he's written off TV, right?
Could he be dead, please?
Maybe.
No, you know what? It probably would take two concertos to do that.
Yeah.
So after
he'll
that,
be right back.
The crowd chants one more time, and Edge does it again.
Right.
Two concertos.
Two concertos to MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
I mean, it killed Matt Hardy.
It did.
Got him out of there. So after that, Edge leaves the ring to chase Orton, but we go to commercial. And then when we come back, Charlie tries to interview Edge, and he asks her, where's Randy? But she tells him he left, mm-hmm. and he looks pissed. Mm. But, like, I'm surprised they still haven't announced this for Mania. Like, obviously, we know it's a Mania match.
Right,
for sure.
But, like, when are you going to...
Might even end the show.
When are you going to announce it? It should end the show.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. Maybe, I'm sure next week they'll announce it, whatever. Next up, we got Seth Rollins versus Aleister Black with Murphy ringside. They fight for 10 minutes or so, but then Murphy causes a DQ by attacking Black. And then AOP come out to join in on the beatdown, but then the Viking Raiders come out. Then the Street Profits come out. The good guys clear the ring, and Ford suggests they have an 8-man tag team match. So we got the Street Profits.
So what happens to Aleister Black?
He leaves.
Oh,
yeah.
He left.
I don't want any part of this.
No.
Tagging with people?
We got the Street Profits and the Viking Raiders versus Seth and friends. Just fucking A, man. Yeah. During the match, they show the video of Kevin Owens when he was laid out earlier. Like, yeah, we know he's coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to make it 100% guaranteed.
Right.
So Ford dives onto everyone outside the ring except for Rollins. And when he slides back in, Seth hits the curb stomp for the win. After the match, Kevin Owens pulls Seth out of the ring to attack him. AOP throws Owens into the ring. One gets a stunner, the other charges, but Owens pulls down the rope, so out he goes. Murphy gets in the ring. Owens hits the stunner, and Murphy does a fucking backflip, which was fucking great.
Yeah.
Rollins then gets in the ring and gives Owens a curb stomp, and then another one. Murphy tries to get back in the ring, but Rollins tells him, stay back, and then Rollins gives Owens one more curb stomp to end the show. So obviously, you know, they've been planning this WrestleMania match between Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens for a while, and it's for nothing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a WrestleMania match for nothing.
Yep. Zero.
We've already seen these guys fight hundreds of times.
Yes.
I'm not interested in this match.
No.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. At least say you're next in line for a title shot or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Give them one of them a title. Like, oh, here's the U.S. title. I don't know who has that. Here, you have it now. For the U.S. title?
But still, we've seen
Someone lose this.
We saw them feud for the Universal title.
Yeah.
We don't need this anymore. We don't need Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens.
Or he says, or like, Owens is like, what am I even fighting you for?
Yeah.
Or Seth goes, what am I even fighting you for? We should even fight. And then, like, Riddick Moss is, like, walking in the background. Yeah. And then he kicks him, stuns him. The ref walks by, he pins him, and he goes, we're fighting for this. That'd be a way to make it relevant.
Right. Or he's like, Rollins is like, what are we fighting for? And Kevin Owens says, loser goes to SmackDown to job to Roman Reigns for six. Yeah, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God, I better not lose.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah. But just, yeah, not interested in another Seth Rollins-Kevin Owens match.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Owens should be a fucking champion. He should be the champion. Fuck D. Goldberg.
D.
Fuck Lesnar. Yeah. Fuck them all. Mm. All right, so let's give some awards.
Yeah. Okay.
Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Natalia.
I had Charlotte.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Did you not see how she looked?
Why don't you ask Eric the next question?
Who is your best dressed?
Charlotte?
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Looked like a man in a dress. Come on, Eric.
Damn. She's looked better lately.
No, it was not good. Right. And I'm going to prove it.
Her hands were as big as
I had Liv Giants. Morgan.
And her Adam's apple was as big as her balls.
I had Liv Morgan. Who'd you have, Andrew, while you're pulling that up?
I had Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega!
I know. Big shocker.
Vega!
Look.
Yeah, hot.
No.
Hot. Is
no.
that her ass?
Rhea Ripley looked better.
Well, that's Liv's ass.
Nah. I don't think so. Wrong. Look, Zack Ryder looked better.
Love Zack Ryder.
No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, that beard. All right, worst
what was
acting.
That match?
Yeah. Worst acting MVP.
MVP!
MVP, sweep it.
He the real MVP
yeah.
of worst acting.
For real.
Best acting?
Edge.
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 Yeah.
Obviously.
I had Edge.
Worst comments?
The Kabuki promo.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha.
I can't say that.
Yeah.
I had Shayna look at me when I'm talking to you. It's a tape.
Okay.
I had AJ Styles saying Mark Calloway.
That's a good one.
My best comment was AJ Styles saying Taker should have retired after Brock ended his streak.
Okay.
That's what I had.
I had Becky saying, I may be a bitch, but I'm the bitch that runs this division.
Eric yeah. falling for the bitch line. All right.
Bitches. Bitches get bitches. Awards.
Worst match?
Kabuki Natalya Liv.
Bukaki Natalya and Liv.
Bukaki, Lashley Ryder.
Kubaki Dubaki.
I had Lashley Ryder.
Yeah.
Super slow mo.
Eight man tag.
That's what I had.
Yep.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Best match?
Aleister Black versus Seth.
Fine. No.
Which one then?
That was like 8 minutes and it ended in a
Which
DQ.
Which one?
Mysterio and Garza.
Again.
But if we've seen it, does it not
Again.
Qualify? If we've seen it more than three times, it shouldn't qualify for best match.
It was still best match, though. It really was.
Okay.
Have we seen... Are you sure you're not mistaking two other Hispanic guys?
No, I'm not sure.
Because they only fight each other exclusively.
Yeah, the four of them just fight each other all the time.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, like, who's fought who at this point.
Right.
I'm pretty sure... I have no idea.
Worst move? I had Rhea punching Charlotte and then leaving.
Okay.
Like, got ya.
Mysterio tried to reverse a move into a Hurricanrana, and Angel Garza basically had to, like, hold his feet up because he, like, let go. He, like, kind of botched it.
Mm.
And he had to throw himself on the ropes.
I had Viking Raiders. They were trying to do a move where the big dude jumps on the ropes and jumps right off. Well, he jumps on the ropes, but Akam was late with his hit to knock him over. So he jumps on the ropes, and he's just like, like literally leaning on the ropes, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
Akam finally comes and knocks him over.
All right, best move,
Edge's RKO.
I had the stunner to Murphy,
Yeah, I'm gonna save that for
Murphy
something else.
Selling the stunner.
I'm gonna save that RKO Edge.
Okay. Yeah, right. Worst moment,
MVP,
just seeing MVP,
yeah. just MVP.
Enough,
okay,
enough.
Best moment,
was the RKO to Randy.
Yeah. Edge murdering MVP.
Wow.
That's good, too.
Yeah. I did like the RKO, though.
I did like the murder.
It wasn't the best RKO, but the fact that he's doing his own move to him was
right.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news. So WWE announced that Jeff Hardy will be back in action for SmackDown this Friday.
You sons of bitches.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. I'm sure the ratings will be skyrocketed now. Since they announced Jeff Hardy. They also announced that Paige will be on SmackDown to confront Bayley. Paige responded to this announcement on Twitter saying, I guess I'm going back to work Friday. See you soon. So Paige didn't even know. Until she
didn't
saw
she
it on
just
Twitter.
Have like ovarian surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Like, how are they?
Okay.
Some people think that means Paige is coming back to wrestle. Pretty sure that's not it. Also, Scott Steiner collapsed backstage at an Impact taping last Friday night. He was taken to a hospital and underwent a heart procedure over the weekend, and they say he's doing well now, but apparently, you know, that was scary. Obviously.
That's scary.
Triple H received the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Arnold Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Arnold presented him the whatever that is.
How do you get a Lifetime Achievement Award when you haven't been in one competition?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. But all right.
Well, you know, they do that at the Oscars sometimes, too. Where
but
like,
they acted. It's an award for acting.
Yeah, but they never won an Oscar. And then they're like, here you go.
You don't have to win. You just have to compete, though, in it to at least qualify. He never competed once.
Yeah, but here you go. It's Triple H. I love your body.
But you know, you have muscles, and you have a lot of muscles, and you're old with muscles like me.
You take steroids so good. You do the best steroids.
You do the design, the steroids that the actors do in the Hollywood.
I'll let you do that one, Eric.
What?
Go ahead. You had it pulled up.
Oh, yeah. So at Elimination Chamber, you could say that Daniel Bryan went balls out for his match.
Yes, oh my God.
I mean, I thought he was crazy, but now I can clearly see his nuts.
Did you Google the actual unedited and unedited picture?
No.
No, but I know Joe did.
No, I didn't. I was trying to get him to say yes.
So, Daniel Bryan.
I wonder if they edited out of the show.
Had to.
We hold it up.
You know what? After the show, we'll check it
we'll
out.
We'll have to see.
On my big screen
why
TV.
Why does Gulak keep grabbing his tights around the crotch?
Because he wanted his ball to pop out. Yeah, so one of Daniel Bryan's testicles kept popping out of his trunk.
we watched this
popped
match.
Out when, yeah. Well, you're not always looking at his dick.
I'm always.
I wasn't looking at it. Yeah, I wasn't looking for his balls.
Where else do you watch two guys fighting? Right at the dicks.
If I was Daniel Bryan.
In case they start fighting.
If I was Daniel Bryan. If I was DB, I would never wear a Speedo again.
Ever.
In a
switching to wrestling
match.
Pants.
Yes.
Or shorts.
Yeah, I mean, come
like
on
now. Like those shitty Triple H shorts he wore.
Oh, yeah.
For like 2 months.
Right.
It popped out a couple of times when he dumped Gulak over the ropes. And then when they did that like top rope move.
Yeah. It even looks gross.
Mid-air.
It even looks. Ball pops even out. The censored version looks gross.
It does. It really
His
does.
Balls are pixelated.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they didn't do a sensor image.
How about
just
like a black bar
they
or something?
They just pixelated his right. balls.
Right.
Oh, all right, God. let's get a poll here.
Yeah.
Shaved or natural?
His balls. Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking. Oh.
Shaved.
Natural. Ooh. He's an all-natural guy.
Yeah, that's my guess. Yeah.
Isn't he shaved from, like, you know, neck to toe?
From a neck to asshole?
Yeah. Also on Twitter, WWE on Fox Twitter handle threw some shade at Brad Shepherd because he posted about like WWE employee comes in contact with coronavirus. And so they reply, guys, we usually don't interject, but when it comes to serious stuff, we will. Ringside News, especially Brad Shepherd, isn't a trusted news source about anything. Please do not listen to them. Do as you will with other journalists. We won't promote anyone here, but please avoid Ringside News. I thought that was kind of
nice.
Funny.
Well, yeah.
Because he is kind of a piece of shit. Those
guys. And then finally.
A lot. Yeah. I got a couple different things. I'll do this on news because it's not really too much rumor. WWE has instituted a no-touching rule due to the coronavirus.
They're wrestlers.
I know, but like at autograph signings, like
fans.
Autograph signings like this shit. Look at Becky's hand.
Yeah, I know.
White knuckled.
Fucking die.
So it's expected they're going to do that, the same rule for WrestleMania access.
Yeah.
Which means no more creepy virgins feeling up the women superstars.
Right. But I mean, if you're paying $200, I mean, at least you want to like get a handshake or something. But like Sasha Banks. There was photos of her at a signing this weekend,
yeah.
And she had like blue latex gloves.
Yeah.
And then she tweeted, "I'm trying to go on vacation tomorrow. I don't want to get sick." # rich and healthy. And apparently,
rich and healthy.
That's her thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
Now. Right.
Braun Strowman did some fist bumps at his appearance for the big event in New York City, but Undertaker made it very clear he wouldn't be making any physical contact.
Did you see Braun Strowman's video?
Wash these hands.
Jesus.
Yeah, didn't we joke about that?
Kind of. Probably.
Yeah. So.
Anything else?
Triple H's title has changed. He is now executive vice.
Wait, what title? What do you mean? He doesn't have a championship right now.
Yeah.
He didn't say his belt changed.
Yeah. He is now the executive vice president of global talent strategy and development.
And what was he previously again?
He was executive vice president for talent, live events, and creative.
What's the difference? I wonder if they'll still refer to him as a COO when he's on TV.
That is his official character's title.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all I got for news.
All right, let's go to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Alex McCarthy of TalkSport is claiming that Bayley will defend her title at WrestleMania in a six-pack challenge featuring herself, Sasha, Naomi, Lacey Evans, Carmella, and one other person. He says the original plan was for Sasha versus Bayley one-on-one, but Sasha's still dealing with an injury. But
she's in the match?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, if it's a six-pack, you won't have to do as much.
Yeah.
But I hope that's not true. I hope it's a one-on-one match.
Obviously. That would be so much better.
Be way better. You got anything?
PW Insider, or Wrestling Observer, saying that Rezar suffered an arm injury on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like a bicep tear. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, that faction's fucked.
I mean, how are they going to do 6- and 8-man tag now? tag matches now.
How are they going to just stand there and look imposing when Seth is talking?
Yeah.
They'll probably replace him if he's seriously hurt. You know, they'll bring someone else in, like Mojo Rawley or some bullshit.
Right.
Oh, God.
You got anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right. Well, let's see what Joe's got for trivia.
I figured we would do some Instagram followers edition of trivia.
What?
I'd like for you guys to work together on this.
I don't know what this means.
Who has more followers?
That's what
this is. Who has more followers?
Got it.
Let me start with Triple H, Executive Vice President of Global Strategy Development.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, him.
And Randy Orton.
Orton.
Work together.
Sure.
Randy Orton, 5.2 million. Mm-hmm. Triple H, 6 million.
Mm.
Triple H. Let's try this one.
Orton has a hot wife.
Yeah.
Well,
he's always talking about Triple H.
You know, she was a ring rat?
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Here's a good one.
He married a ring rat.
Dave Bautista, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Movies now, Marvel. Chris Jericho.
Mm, Bautista.
Because of Marvel?
Yeah.
Jericho's big on the music scene.
Yeah, but what's bigger?
But plus he's got...
Wait, fucking Avengers or music?
Right. Let's go with Bautista.
Bautista, 3.2 million. Jericho, 3.7 million.
Mm. It's close. What are you looking at me for?
I told you.
How about...
you got Orton wrong, idiot.
Gargano or Cole?
Ooh.
Cole.
Gargano.
Cole for 42,000. 442,000. Johnny, 512,000.
This makes no sense.
Suck it.
This makes no sense.
Here's a good one.
Like, Cole's way more popular.
And pretty.
Stephanie or Mandy?
Hmm. Probably Stephanie. They probably buy her followers.
Right. If you're comparing Stephanie to Mandy, it's Stephanie.
Stephanie, 2 million even. Uh-huh. Mandy, 2.2 million.
Oh.
You guys got to get one of these right. Let's see.
I did get one right.
That's true. Okay. Here's a funny related one. Seth, and they're so close. Seth or Becky?
Becky.
Yeah, Becky.
Seth, 4.3. Becky, 4.6.
Mm-hmm.
Last one. AJ Styles. It's hilarious how close this is. AJ Styles or The Undertaker?
The Undertaker.
I'm going to say Styles because Undertaker's newer to...
AJ Styles, 2.2. Undertaker, 2.3.
Suck it.
Are we tied?
Nah.
John Cena or Roman Reigns?
Cena.
Yeah, by like 10 million.
Yeah.
Reigns only has 2.7 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I beat you.
John Cena, I beat Jesse, you too. Oh, we tied.
All right, fan questions. Still don't have. Oh. Jordan Strong, if the Hall of Fame opened up a wing for matches, what would be the first inductee into the Hall of Fame?
Shawn Undertaker 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not Hogan Andre.
Nope.
No, fuck that.
Shawn Taker 1.
That match doesn't even compare to Shawn Undertaker.
Oh, you heard it here. All right. Jay Benjamin, where does Drew McIntyre murdering a man's pet on live TV rank amongst the worst WWE crimes?
It was like the best. Like, thank you for getting rid of this.
Right. No, that wasn't a horrible crime. Gimmick. That was.
We have
a
to
blessing.
Redo the bracket?
No, it wouldn't even make the cut.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
He saved Eric Rowan.
Right. Right.
Uh huh. Kyle Foxton, will becoming Sean Spears' partner get in Jones' way of podcast appearances?
No.
No.
Hashtag 27 super
fans. I already wrote it in the contract.
Yeah.
I wrote the contract.
We record on Tuesdays. AEW is on Wednesdays.
True.
Clearly.
Very true.
And they don't do any venues and travel anywhere. Yeah. So it's perfect.
Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, Orton versus Edge, I Quit match, Becky versus Shayna submission match, and then the winner, Alexa and Nikki versus the Kabuki Warriors bra and panties match.
And then fire the submission and bury the I Quit.
Yes, obviously. Too easy. Matt Sillett, what a new faction of Edge, Roman Reigns, Oldberg, and Charlotte Flair called the Spear It Squad be any good?
Yeah, right.
The Spear It
actually might. They all... It'd be like a new evolution.
With Goldberg, that would be de-evolution.
Well, he wouldn't be allowed to wrestle. He would be like the mentor.
Oh.
And they wouldn't listen to him.
Just be the Flair. Just
what should I do? Just spear everyone. Just spear them. JJ, not the jet plane. Push Fire Barry. Who's behind the SmackDown glitch? Return of the anonymous GM. The tech guy that Corbin beat up a week after eating dog food. Or no one. It's actually a glitch. WWE can't figure out how to fix, and Vince just doesn't give a shit. Push that one.
Push that.
Push that.
Barry the guy.
Tech guy.
Yeah, the tech guy. Tech guy.
Fire the fucking anonymous GM, because that just means Cole's doing that shit again.
Yeah. Oh.
And then Hornswoggle eventually comes out.
Yeah.
what is this one? Oh yeah, sorry. My Patreon Mr. Patreon subscriber 816. Rumor is that Seth Rollins, still not named stable, will be breaking up after Rollins takes time after WrestleMania. Do you think anything happens with AOP and Murphy, or do they just disappear? What is he? Is it? Are they getting married and going on a honeymoon? Is that why he's leaving?
So is Becky dropping the title?
I can't imagine they'd be gone for that long.
No, they wouldn't. Even if they're getting married, they would be gone for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to defend titles around here anymore, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Jack Bruffle, are there any female fans out there going to WrestleMania who could possibly fit in three dates with Josh over the weekend? Hashtag get Josh laid.
No, it's impossible.
No.
It's impossible because he won't get do it.
Laid if he had...
Well, Joe already promised
$3,000 hanging out of his zipper.
TC, would you rather listen to Kairi and Asuka cut a promo for the entire episode of Raw?
No, or whatever the other thing is. That.
Or...
Yep, that.
Or have Riddick Moss win the WWE title, the Raw after Mania from Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I'd probably still go that. Then listen to the Kabuki Warriors the whole episode?
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Brian, Pushfire Barry, current owner's edition, Jets owner, Knicks owner, WWE owner.
Oh, I mean, fuck off.
Kill them all.
Kill the Knicks owner, because it's 20 years of suck. And then Vince, and then the Jets owner, I guess. Fuck, the Jets owner makes it? Jeez. It's awful.
Jason Dearham, will WWF sue WWE for killing an obviously rare and endangered giant spider?
That'd be fucking
I think
great.
So. I think they need a new lawsuit.
Do they?
They need funding.
They can sue for spiders?
Sure.
Sure.
It's wildlife.
Wow.
Wildlife.
Austin McLagan, Push Fire Barry edition. All right, get ready. So we have Bone Her, Stone Her, Own Her. That's one.
Yeah.
Then Fuck, Truck, Cuck. And then just, you know, Push Fire Barry.
Fire, Push Fire Barry. Push, Stone Her, Bone Her, Own Her.
Yeah.
And Barry, Truck,
own her.
Fuck truck.
Stone her. Own her.
Run over with a truck.
Yeah.
Amraj Mali, would you rather have Danny DeVito's body with Shrek's face or Shrek's body with Danny DeVito's face? Neither one are getting you laid. So this is not.
What would you rather have? I'd rather have Shrek's body with Danny DeVito's face.
I'd rather have DeVito's body with Shrek's face.
Yeah, but then you're like 4 feet face? Tall.
Yeah, then I don't have to catch it in my line of sight.
You're 4 feet tall.
I don't think Shrek
like personally?
Is,
No, DeVito's body.
You can hide.
Yeah, but DeVito's body, you're 4 feet tall.
I respectfully disagree.
What do you mean? Well, no, DeVito's like what? The size of a big duck, right? He's like this big?
Come on.
Maybe DeVito's like that's like a normal duck.
DeVito's like duck size?
Wait, I think I finally got one right. DeVito's about this long.
Nathan P. Ness. Or no, this might just be Nathan P. I'm not sure. I think we have two.
Wow.
In an intergender wrestling match, do you think it must be hard not to get an erection? Like, imagine going for a German suplex on Mandy Rose. How could you not? I mean, yeah. I would have full
in
erection.
In those intergender matches, you keep... Oh, I guess it's the...
Maybe that's what I don't do.
Well, you know how Daniel Bryan's testicles popped out? My penis would pop out.
I wonder if they, like, dictate their dick to, like, the side of their leg. Like, you're not going anywhere.
That's what I have to do all the time anyway.
Well, that's
true. Then if you get a boner, you're like,
I have to put masking.
Like it's lifting your leg up. You're like, I can't put my leg down.
I have to super glue my dick to my leg every day.
Super glue?
Yeah. It's the only thing that works.
That's why I have so many bottles of nail polish.
I pee all over my leg.
It just runs down. Fair. He has to change his left sock like 3 times a day.
He runs into the shower just to take a piss every day at work.
Yeah.
Where are you going in the shower? I have to piss.
He has to put his like foot in the toilet.
That's the first thing I ask when I have a new job at the interview. They're like, any questions? I'm like, do you guys have a shower?
Yeah.
You have a piss.
I got a piss.
You have a piss shower? Piss shower.
Oh, cool. You're into that too? What?
And then Kyle Foxton says, don't you...
Good Lord.
All right. Kyle Foxton, don't you just hate when you're about to get a guy back? Sorry?
I was telling Joe not to drown.
I like the what's at the end. You're into that too? What? What? Oh, sorry, Andrew. Go.
All right. Kyle Foxton says, don't you just hate it when you're about to get a guy back that almost re-breaks your neck, criticizes your parenting, and then attacks your wife, but then the ring ropes get in your way, causing you to give up?
Every time.
It sucks.
It's the worst.
Oh, it's the fucking worst. Anyways, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Hey, we just got some. So you get some now.
Yeah. Can't wait to show those all off at WrestleMania.
Right.
Yeah. And then you can become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Because we're doing a new bracket.
Hot mic. Don't forget. Hot mic on Friday.
Hot mic.
Right before SmackDown starts. Maybe 10 minutes before you download that thing.
Hot mic.
And we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Yep. Goodbye.
And bye. Retweet my video. Search for Spears.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling.